Have you ever felt dissatisfied? Unhappy with the circumstances of your life? Consider this vision. You wake up in the morning suffused with an ineffable feeling of joy. Your blood sings at the thought of being who you are and doing what you do. As you go through the day, you feel like falling to your knees involuntarily in gratitude for your good fortune, the good fortune that has been bestowed on you. Does this sound like your life right now? For most of you, you are not even close. But I would like to tell you that this life can be yours. A life such as I just described is your birthright. You have to reach out and claim it. My name is Professor Srikumar Rao, and I came to this work more than 2 decades ago, and it was part of my own quest for an ideal life. I teach a course called Creativity and Personal Mastery at some of the top business schools in the world. Columbia Business School, London Business School, the Haas School of Business at the University of California at Berkeley. I have helped thousands of students and executives take the first step on their own personal, individual quest. The quest for happiness, the quest for a perfect life. Today, I'm going to share some of what I have learned and perfected over the years with you. And this will be the first step on a journey you will take, a journey that will last for the rest of your life. When I was a doctoral student at Columbia Business School, I found it difficult to find fulfillment in my own dissertation. I quit for a while and worked in corporate America. And for a long time, I could have sworn that the world consisted of two sets of people: those who passionately hated their jobs and those who merely disliked them. And I was very busy shuttling from one to the other. It was not a very happy place to be in. There was one semester when it simply got to be too much. I was in academe at the time, and I basically taught my courses and ruminated over what an ideal job should be. All my life, I had been reading books, spiritual books, mystical biography, spiritual autobiography. And those took me to a different place, a very calm place. And then I would get back into the hurly-burly of life, and that calmness would vanish. And I instinctively knew that this was not right. I didn't have a personal life and a professional life. I had one life, and either it worked or it didn't. So when I put together the syllabus of the course, I was doing it primarily for myself. I was working to improve my life. I offered it for the first time at Long Island University in 1994. It did well. I moved it to Columbia Business School in 1999, and it sputtered along for a couple of years, and then it simply exploded. And I had dozens, hundreds of students apply from business school, from law school, from teachers' college. I had PhD candidates and administrators take the course. And many of them reported that their life had changed profoundly. Subsequently, word got around and the course moved to London Business School, then to Haas. And major corporations are discovering that this is something that is very relevant to them and their employees. it seems to be on the cusp of a movement that is growing and will continue to grow. Here is my vision for you. That you wake up in the morning with your blood singing at the thought of being who you are and doing what you do. That you are radiantly alive every minute of every day. When Monday morning is every bit as exciting as Friday evening. Not more exciting, that would make you a workaholic. Not less exciting, that would make you a clock watcher waiting for weekends and vacations. Just as exciting means that you enjoy both work and outside activities to the fullest. Your life should be, can be, like that. You can have a completely fulfilling work life and a completely fulfilling personal life and financial security and everything you want. You can have it all. Students that I teach are generally quick to challenge me at this point. The challenges go like this. I want to be the chief executive officer of my company, and so does my coworker. Or, I want to be chess champion of the world, and so does my playing partner. Each of you can fulfill your desire to be chief executive officer or chess champion of the world, but not at the surface level of actually becoming a chief executive officer or chess champion. You have to go one level deeper. Why do you want to be chief executive officer or chess champion of the world? What does this mean to you? Does it mean financial security? Do you think your mother will finally be proud of you? Go one level deeper still. Why do you want to be famous? Why do you want your mother to be proud of you? Is this what will bring you happiness, a sense of fullness, a freedom from want, from the demons that are haunting you? It is at this level, this basic level, which drives you to your desire, which in turn drives you to want to be chief executive officer or chess champion of the world, that you can have everything you want. Each and every one of you can have everything you want. You may not actually become chief executive officer or chess champion of the world, but you will be able to get what that represents to you. You will be able to get the sense of fulfillment that all of us are ultimately seeking. For example, one of my students wanted to join a prestigious consulting firm. He was very bright, deeply driven, and felt that this was the best way, in fact, the only way, to have a lasting change on companies. As I worked with him, he became consciously aware that he did not particularly care for the environment of the firm he was contemplating joining. Soon, he changed tracks and became entrepreneurial. He founded a training and coaching firm, and his business exploded. He has more clients than he can handle and is looking for staff. And not by coincidence, the programs that he is conducting are changing the lives of hundreds of individuals, and in many cases he has been hired by companies specifically to engender cultural change, either in a division of the company or the entire company. He reached his goal much faster than he thought he would, in a different way entirely.